For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker in an elevator when the 7.0 earthquake struck Anchorage. He wondered if it might be the big one.
This had a very aggressive feel to it. Sometimes you get these rollers and they go along for a while. This had a bite to it that was not comfortable.
The earthquake rocked buildings, crumbled roads and overpasses, and sent people running for cover. All three people on a twin-engine plane that crashed into a wooded area of southern Indiana shortly after takeoff north of Louisville are dead. The plane was headed to Chicago. Indiana Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden.
Once officers arrived at the location, went into the wooded area, they did find a debris field in that area. They looked for survivors of the plane crash. However, there were no survivors of the plane crash.
The plane had taken off from Clark Regional Airport and was on its way to Chicago's Midway Airport. One of those killed, a Louisville architect. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Democrats across Capitol Hill are promising to sharply scrutinize the circumstances surrounding President Trump's ex-attorney Michael Cohen pleading guilty Thursday to making false statements about the Russia investigation. Hakeem Jeffries, the new leader of the House Democratic Caucus, says members of the House of Representatives will work to restore balance within the branches of government.
Well, I think we have a constitutional responsibility as a separate and co-equal branch of government to make sure we conduct meaningful oversight of an out-of-control executive branch.
Comey is challenging a subpoena from the House of Representatives, saying he wants a public hearing. His lawyers say they fear a closed-door setting would lead to selective leaking. Outgoing chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Bob Goodlatte, says he wants answers.
It's not about transparency. It's about getting in depth into the questions about what his involvement was in these two very important investigations going on in 2016 and into early 2017.
Goodlatte says 16 others have testified under oath in the same setting, and he calls Comey's need to do it in public a farce. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to suffer a data breach, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that its potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood Hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration dates. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. I'm Chris Barnes.
Saturday is World AIDS Day. At a White House event, Vice President Mike Pence announced that President Donald Trump will soon sign legislation that will reauthorize the 15-year-old HIV-AIDS program that helped millions in Africa fight the disease.
Standing before you today, I couldn't be more pleased with the timing. Bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate voted to reauthorize PEPFAR, and President Donald Trump will soon sign it into law.
Kid Rock's profane comments on live TV have gotten him booted from leading the Nashville Christmas Parade. Instead, parade organizers have invited James Shaw Jr., the man hailed as a community hero, for wrestling a gun away from the shooter during a Nashville Waffle House shooting. Kid Rock used an expletive to describe Joy Behar during an interview on Fox and Friends. He later apologized for the language, but not the sentiment. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.